This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here. CBSPhilly.com/Rich and on Twitter at Rich Cioli. Happy to have you. Happy Friday. We made it, kids. We made it. Hey, in the 5 o'clock hour, I want to play for you the interview I did with the attorney representing the Berklee College Republicans and Young Americans for Freedom. They are fighting this unconstitutional censorship of Ann Coulter by Berklee College. And part of the show, don't believe the fake news that Berklee has acquiesced. They have not. They have not acquiesced whatsoever. The president today discussing tax reform in the White House with Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. And the president is going to unveil next week an overhaul to the tax code. So welcome. Finally. Let's take a listen to some of the president from today.
The first executive action instructs Secretary Mnuchin to begin the process of tax simplification. It's such a big thing. People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated. This regulatory reduction is a first step toward a tax reform that reduces rates, provides relief to our middle class, and lowers our business tax, which is one of the highest in the world and has stopped us from so much wealth and productivity. Secretary Mnuchin is a leader in our effort to make America competitive again. We're going to make it great again. We're going to make it strong again. We're going to make it safe again. And we're going to make it competitive again. I'm also issuing two directives that instruct Secretary Mnuchin to review the damaging Dodd-Frank regulations that fail to hold Wall Street firms accountable. I mean, they've done really, in many cases, the opposite of what they were supposed to. These regulations enshrine too big to fail and encourage risky behavior. We're taking steps to make our economy more fair and prosperous for all. As part of our broader financial strategy, we're working to open up lending to small businesses and entrepreneurs, including our incredible women entrepreneurs who are doing better and better and better. We want opportunity for everyone and in every single part of our country. Secretary Mnuchin and my entire administration are working around the clock to help struggling Americans achieve their financial dreams.
I have to just interrupt for a second here. Did he talk about women?
Yes.
He wants to make it easier for women to succeed.
Yeah.
What a sexist monster.
Yeah, just like Hitler.
Truly. Also, you know how he's completely in the tank for Russia, right? You've heard that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see now. Trump administration won't waive sanctions for oil project Exxon planned in Russia. ExxonMobil renewed a push for a waiver to drill in the Black Sea in March. President Trump has rejected a bid by ExxonMobil to resume a Black Sea oil venture with a sanctioned Russian firm close to the Kremlin, according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. This just broke a little while ago. So you see, Trump, who's in the bag for Russia and Exxon by appointing Rex Tillerson, has now acquiesced to both and clearly done exactly what they wanted. Except the opposite of that. Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that Exxon last month sought a waiver on Russian sanctions for its oil exploration venture with PAO Rosneft, the Russian energy conglomerate closely aligned with President Vladimir Putin. The company had originally submitted the application in 2015 and revived it in March. Now, the venture was frozen in 2014 after the Obama administration placed sanctions on Rosneft and its chief executive officer, Igor Sechin, in retaliation for Russia's annexation of the Crimea region of Ukraine. Today, Mnuchin said, in consultation with President Donald J. Trump, the Treasury Department will not be issuing waivers to U.S. companies, including Exxon, authorizing drilling prohibited by current Russian sanctions. Let me read that again for those who are convinced that Trump is a puppet of Vladimir Putin and Exxon. In consultation with President Donald J. Trump, the Treasury Department will not be issuing waivers to U.S. companies, including Exxon, authorizing drilling prohibited by current Russian sanctions. The Trump administration decision likely will make it impossible for Exxon to drill in Russia's Black Sea waters before its agreement with Rosneft expires at the end of this year. Exxon has until 2023 to explore some of Russia's Arctic waters if sanctions are lifted, the company has said. News of Exxon's Treasury application drew sharp criticism in Congress over the past 2 days. Leading Democrats and Republicans have said the Trump White House should be increasing sanctions on Russia, particularly for Russia's attempts to influence last year's presidential election. They have also raised concerns about a possible conflict of interest between Exxon and the Trump White House, but clearly today that did not happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said, while a waiver to allow business with prohibited Russian entities may be in ExxonMobil's interest, it would clearly not be in America's national security interest. Well, look, whether or not this is good for the economy is not what I'm talking about here. I just find it interesting that we have so much evidence that comes out almost every day now that probably at this point, I think it's safe to say Vladimir Putin probably hates Donald Trump. I think he probably hates him at this point. I really do. So if he was hoping to get a guy in the White House who was going to be a buddy with him, it doesn't seem like it's working that way. From the airstrikes on Assad's airfields to the not giving a sanction for Exxon to be able to drill with a Russian oil company, it's pretty much owned by Vladimir Putin. So these things happen, and then you have to begin to reassess the narrative, and the narrative, which is that Trump is a lapdog for Putin, begins to crumble in its wake. So that just came out today. I thought that was very, very interesting and wanted you to hear that as well. Now, next week, the president says he'll roll out a tax reform package and they will go after the tax code. This is smart for Republicans to do. While they have the majority, this is very, very smart to do. You're going to hear a lot of people on the left, particularly whining about the tax code, about how we need to raise taxes. It's not progressive enough. But what the president said there early on about the tax code is way too complicated for anybody to understand. That's just the tip of the iceberg there. Now, I would love to see a flat tax. I would love to see the IRS abolished. I'm not going to get my wish on those things. But to have tax code reform is a wonderful, wonderful first step. The president, there's more to play, Greg, right, of the president today with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Yep. Let's take a listen.
Together, we will restore prosperity to this nation, a nation that we so dearly love, and to bring people who call this home into a great, great way of living and a great way of life. They're going to be thrilled. We're going to be thrilled. And you're going to be seeing some very, very major changes. You've already seen them. I don't know if anybody's looked recently, but you looked at optimism indexes that are just coming out, manufacturing in particular, where it's up to the highest point it's ever been, 93%. It was a 27% increase over the past, over the last one. So I just want to thank everybody for being here. This is such a privilege for me to sign. This is really the beginning of a whole new way of life that this country hasn't seen in really many, many years. I want to thank you, and I want to God bless America. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You know, this Russia thing is fascinating to me. There's a story on the Drudge Report from CNN that 4 times in 4 days, Russian military aircraft fly off the U.S. coast, buzzing Alaska. Russian military aircraft were spotted flying off the coast of Alaska for the 4th time in as many days, according to a spokesman for the North American Aerospace Defense Command, said today. The 2 most recent sightings occurred late Wednesday and on Thursday, with the first involving 2 IL-38 Maritime Patrol aircraft and the second involving 2 TU-95 nuclear-capable Bear bombers. Russian aircraft never entered U.S. airspace, but they buzzed it. They buzzed, like in Top Gun, they buzzed the airspace. Look, this is another point here that I want to make in terms of this Russian nonsense and this whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing. You have to look at the facts. And the fact is that if Donald Trump were dirty, if Donald Trump were in the pocket of Putin, if Donald Trump were going to be influenced by these corporations, he certainly would have given sanction relief to ExxonMobil to be able to drill in the Black Sea in conjunction with Vladimir Putin's oil company. And I don't think Russian bombers would be coming so close to American airspace, ticking us off right now if we had great relationships with them. And I think what's happened here is the president probably got into the White House and started listening to people saying Russia's a much more of a problem than he ever anticipated when he was a private citizen, a private businessman.
The Rich Zioli Show.
Ready or not, here Here I come.
Hey, I got a fun idea. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll explore the outrage over Jeff Sessions and his comments about Hawaii. Yes, his comments about Hawaii, which have caused this backlash over what the attorney general said. He was talking to radio host Mark Levin the other night, the great one, and he made a comment that it's amazing that this island in the Pacific can stop a presidential executive action, a presidential executive action on immigration, which then spurred all kinds of outrage. We're not just an island in the Pacific. So Senator Jeff Sessions spoke about that today. I'll play that for you in the 5 o'clock hour, but it's more of the phony outrage, because here's the thing about Jeff Sessions, who clearly hates Hawaii, who clearly just disrespects the entire state of Hawaii. He has a granddaughter born in Hawaii. Yes. So there you go. I'll have a little bit of fun with this in the next 5 o'clock hour. All right, we have more of Maxine Waters this morning on Morning Joe. Throughout the afternoon today, because it's a Friday, I want you to be able to enjoy your afternoon. So we have just taken an entire clip of Maxine Waters, the future of the Democratic Party, the voice of the future for the Democrats on Morning Joe this morning, just spewing crazy. They just said, Maxine, wind up the crazy and let her rip, baby. And she did not let them down. She did not let them down. So more of Maxine Waters.
President, and I have taken him on, as you know, and the millennials have joined me. Mm-hmm. So I continue to
stop
talk about
it right
this.
There. The millennials have joined Maxine Waters. You got that? She is the voice of the future.
Does she know what a millennial is? I'm curious.
The millennials have joined me. They love me, the millennials. I fry them up sometimes and eat them. No. I make a nice millennial sandwich. No. Ma'am, a millennial is a person who is in their 20s and 30s. Oh, I thought it was a sandwich. The millennials, I thought it was a sort of a meat, a lunch meat, if you will. She is the voice of the future. I told you the young Democrats are all lining up behind Maxine Waters. And I think, for one, me personally, I would love to see her as a presidential candidate in 2020. So my prayer right now to my God, who I love so much, please let Maxine Waters be the nominee for president in 2020. Thank you very much. More of Maxine Waters.
Taking them on, as you know, and the millennials have joined me. Mm-hmm. So I continue to talk about his ties to Russia and what I think all of that means. And as you know, I've continued to talk about, I believe, that if we have the credible investigations, that it will lead to his impeachment.
So
I believe that.
All right.
Okay. Now. Russia is still with Maxine Waters in Russia. We've got Russian bombers buzzing U.S. airspace. The president denying a permit for ExxonMobil to go ahead against the sanctions and drill in the Russian sea with Vladimir Putin's oil company. We have Putin angry that Trump is bombing Assad's airfields. She's still going on about Russia and impeachment, by the way. But she's not calling for his impeachment. She's calling on an investigation, which she says will lead to his impeachment. Got it?
No.
Good.
No, I don't got it.
You got it? Does that make sense?
No.
I'm not calling for his impeachment. I'm calling for the investigation which will result in his impeachment.
Gotcha.
You understand?
Sorry.
It's the investigation I'm calling for. And that will lead to his impeachment. I'm not calling for the impeachment per se.
Oof.
More of Maxine.
Yes.
That it will lead to his impeachment.
So let me ask you this, Maxine. Elijah Cummings says that if he can find common ground with the president, he'll work with him. He's been talking to the president about reducing prescription drug prices and making pharmaceutical companies actually negotiate with the government. Would you be willing, if you found common ground with the president on issues like that, to work with him?
Well, I don't know how you find common ground with someone you absolutely do not trust. I started to watch him.
This is the voice of bipartisanship here. This is the purple we've always heard so much about. This is the new era of politics.
Will you be willing to work with him? Well, no, I can't. No, I don't trust him.
It's hard for me to work with a man who is a monster, pure evil. I don't trust him. So, no, I can't work with him because... So basically you're saying this relationship has no chance, is what you're saying, Maxine. I'm just wondering if the voices of the middle, the moderate voices, will come out and say, no. We need bipartisan cooperation, nope. The merging of the red and the blue to form a glorious purple. Notice, the glorious purple.
Notice how they're all silent. Like, I haven't heard in the, you know, last 3 months, I haven't heard anything from that civility middle crowd. Have you?
No, the civility middle crowd has not said a word.
No.
The civility middle crowd is on an extended vacation.
John Avalon and that crew.
Yeah, John Avalon, who's nowhere to be found now,
no.
And some other people on satellite radio. They used to do a thing. Their whole thing was, under Barack Obama, Republicans... You got to bleed a little red to make a little purple.
No
and the
labels.
Purple will make us, yeah, no labels, no labels. I heard about the no labels. I mocked them on my show. I said, I like labels. You know why I like labels? Because when I do my dry cleaning, I need to know if my shirts are going in the right way. Because not all of us can afford, you know, to be able to have people do our clothes for us like John Avalon does. I'm sure his team of manservants. So I actually need labels. And then they said, you and your labels. Now, none of them can be found anywhere. They're just not around.
No.
Maxine Waters, the future of the Democratic Party, aligned with millennials. Millennials, we're all asking you as a favor. Please, millennials, make this happen for all of us. Please, millennials, give us Maxine Waters forever, and may she live forever. I think Maxine Waters is actually eternal.
Yes.
To be honest. That does not sound human, does it?
No. No, it does not. She's, I mean, she's... So between her, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, what's the common age there?
I think the Democratic Party's in fine shape when
you combine
the forces.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters, and Nancy Pelosi. That is the future right there. So don't worry about a thing. The party's in great shape. All you young millennial Democrats out there, take it from your Uncle Richie. Maxine all the way, kids. Maxine all the way. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the attorney representing the Berklee College Republicans. This fight is not over. Ann Coulter will speak on Thursday. I will be there as well. Straight ahead.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.